Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If we delay this, if we have short-term extensions of the national debt, we run the very risk of a recession in this economy.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says tax cuts for America's wealthy were enacted under the Trump administration, and now the GOP needs to pay for them. The Treasury Department initiated so-called extraordinary measures last week after the House refused to act on raising the debt limit. Economists say the U.S. could lose 6 million jobs and nearly $12 trillion in household wealth if lawmakers can't reach a deal.
As President Trump put it, the vice president and enough members of Congress simply needed to summon the courage to act. To help them find that courage, the president called for backup.
January 6th committee member Representative Stephanie Murphy of Florida described the tweet sent by former President Donald Trump, which rallied far-right extremists to the Capitol. Now, four members of the Oath Keepers group have been convicted of seditious conspiracy for plotting to forcefully keep Trump in power. An Arkansas man photographed sitting at former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk was also convicted of 8 federal crimes.
Even though the people I represent pay the highest federal taxes per capita in the United States, they don't have equal rights with everyone in the United States.
For more than 3 decades, the District of Columbia's non-voting delegate to Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, has championed efforts to grant statehood to the nation's capital. On Monday, Senator Tom Carper of Delaware announced he'll try again. The bill most recently passed the House in 2021, but has not yet passed the Senate.
It took over 187 minutes to make that simple statement. Something wrong with that.
Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi describes how long it took Donald Trump to tell rioters at the Capitol to go home and said the former president engaged in conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Lawmakers want to make sure anyone connected to January 6th can never hold public office. Lawmakers in states like Virginia, Connecticut, and New York have proposed legislation to prevent insurrectionists from holding positions of public trust, such as police officers, judges, and even teachers. Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says the most recent mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, was preventable.
Every time someone dies because of gun violence, it is a policy failure.
Another victim of the shooting has died, putting the death toll at 11. President Biden ordered flags be at half-staff at federal sites through sunset Thursday. A new Siena poll released Monday shows 59% of registered voters in New York want Representative George Santos of Long Island to resign. Santos has been assigned to committees in the House, despite having lied about his education, career, and ethnic makeup. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.